This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas gunmen battled Israeli forces trying to push into Gaza's largest refugee camp on Sunday, but despite the fighting, U.S. and Israeli officials said a deal to free some of the hostages being held in the besieged enclave was edging closer. About 240 hostages were taken during Hamas's deadly cross-border rampage into Israel on October 7th, which prompted Israel to invade the tiny Palestinian territory to wipe out its ruling Islamist group after several inconclusive wars since 2007. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Yemen's Houthis claimed on Sunday they seized an Israeli ship in the southern Red Sea. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Yemen's Houthi faction on Sunday said they'd captured what they said was an Israeli ship and taken it to a Yemeni port. A statement from the group said, quote, "We are treating the ship's crew in accordance with Islamic principles and values." But Israel said earlier the Iran-aligned group had seized a British-owned and Japanese-operated cargo ship with no Israeli owners or crew. The Houthis, an ally of Tehran, have been launching long-range missile and drone salvos at Israel in solidarity with the Palestinian Hamas militants Israel has been battling in the Gaza Strip since October 7.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Argentines headed to the polls on Sunday in a closely contested presidential runoff with two starkly different visions for the country's future on offer of an electorate simmering with anger at triple-digit inflation and rising poverty. Supporters gathered to cheer on their candidates, casting their own votes on Sunday. Economy Minister Sergio Massa and outside